Hello and welcome to Alliance Manchester Business School's Original Thinking Podcast. Today's podcast was recorded at our Women Leading in Business webinar, hosted by Claire Marie Boggiano. Women Leading in Business allows like-minded businesswomen to come together to hear from inspiring people and share their knowledge and expertise.
I'd really like to introduce our guest speaker this month. As I've already mentioned, it's Jan Eiston from Smartworks. Jan, yeah, already quite a few people on the call know you, but I am going to hand straight over to you so you can introduce yourself, and more importantly, you can introduce Smartworks and the amazing work that you've been doing. I know you've got a video to share with us as well, so I'm going to hand straight over to you.
Thank you, and thank you very much for the opportunity to meet all the women leading in business. And I do understand what Claire Marie means about once you're in, and you're involved in the family forever. And Lisa, who said earlier, is a great supporter of Smartworks, Greater Manchester. Charlotte from the Hut Group, I think it's her first meeting, first time joining the meeting. She's here today. She's a great supporter of ours. And Sarah Galligan, who's on, I can see now on video, Sarah actually runs an annual fundraising campaign for us, which is incredibly important to us. And as the last 2 years, I think Sarah's been responsible for raising around £50,000 each year for supporting the charity. And Sam, who I met earlier, who works at the Swedish Bank in Manchester and is a big follower of ours. So it's already been fantastic from a networking perspective. And thank you. So, I'm the chair of Smartworks Greater Manchester. We're one of 8 Smartworks around the country in a loose franchise kind of model. We have an independent charity number. We're responsible for raising all of our own money. We receive no central government funding. And I don't think we want any, because for me right now, that would involve protocols and discipline and processes and measures that, frankly, I'd rather spend our time and attention on reaching more women who might need our support than on contracts and things like that. So we plough our own furrow. Have a staff team of 5 who we raise the money to fund, and then the trust, the organisation, the charity, is led by a group of 8 trustees. We cover Greater Manchester. We have a centre presently in Stockport, where we deliver face-to-face appointments, and we also have an online presence where we can deliver services virtually to women who can't make that journey. So what we do is we support unemployed women who need support, inspiration and empowerment at a pivotal point in their journey towards financial independence. So the people who can benefit from the Smart Work service are women or those who identify as a woman and unemployed in receipt of government benefits. They're the only 2 criteria. And women are referred to us from job centres around Greater Manchester, from Her Majesty's Prison out in Stile, women's refuges, asylums, mental health charities, any other organisation that is trying to support women specifically with confidence and empowerment and in their journey through life. And we provide 2 key services around that we believe are fundamentally essential to a woman's success at a job interview. We provide an interview styling and dressing service first, which is all about a woman coming into our centre, and it's not so much about her inability to afford clothes, it's about her transforming her self-confidence for her to feel through the support of our volunteer stylists and access to our fabulous wardrobe that she deserves to be in the room. She has as much right to be in the room as anybody else. She looks the part. She's confident in her outfit. She's not tugging at it. It's not making her feel uncomfortable. She's not thinking, blimey, I don't look like I deserve this job, so why would I, on earth would I get it? And then once they've been through the 1-hour one-to-one styling experience, and their confidence is always super high, because the way we present ourselves to the world, as long as it's our authentic self, then we will feel more confident in that challenging situation, which a job interview is for the type of women that we support. And then when they're feeling super confident, as I've said, we then take them through to one-to-one interview coaching session, which is all about that woman, that job in that room with that interviewer. And we will have translated all of her core competency, all of her lived experiences into core competencies. We will have drafted the answer to that awful first question, tell us a bit about yourself. Also, why do you deserve this opportunity? So we'll have worked through all of those challenging questions and answers with the client. And we're thrilled that over 72% at the moment, 72% of the women who come to SmartWorks go on to get the job. And 85% of the women who come to SmartWorks report that they feel more confident that they will get a job within a month. And we deliver around 100 client appointments a month. So this is not a small one-off endeavor. It's an orchestration of an awful lot of moving parts in order to deliver those successes. And thank you to the person in the chat room who applauded our success. So with that, I think it's best to probably see the center in our video, hear a little bit from a couple of clients, and
We're a women's employment charity, and we provide high quality interview clothing and coaching to prepare a woman for job success.
It's all about helping women, and it's for women.
When you've always been in work, to suddenly find yourself out of work knocks your confidence terribly.
Over 70% of the women who come to us go on to get a job within a month, and over 85% of the women who come to us say that their confidence has been boosted and they feel they will be successful at any upcoming interview.
Every single client is treated as an individual, and that's really important for us here at SmartWorks Greater Manchester.
We provide a service that can transform women's opportunity at a key moment in her life where she heads into the job market.
We work with the job centres, we work with refuges, we work with mental health charities or employment programmes, and for us it's really about supporting women at the right point of time on their journey to work.
I'm Jan Eyston, I'm the Chair of the Board of Trustees of SmartWorks Greater Manchester. We'll help at the very early stage with career coaching that helps her navigate through that early stage thinking about what might be right for her and her skill set.
I'm Victoria Cronquist, Business Manager here at SmartWorks Greater Manchester. For those women who have a confirmed job interview, we can help them with our clothing and our coaching interview support.
On the morning of my interview, we had an appointment to do a Zoom meeting practice, which was brilliant, because then I went more or less straight into the interview feeling more confident, and I do swear that was brilliant. Without that guidance and that help, I don't think I would have got it this time.
But after the SmartWorks experience, I felt really prepared and really ready to do the interview. Actually, initially went for two interviews because I was offered two different jobs, and then when I found out I got both of the jobs, I was overjoyed.
Unique thing about SmartWorks, it's not just about clothing, CVs and interview practice. It absolutely is about that transformation of women's self-belief, their perception and their confidence to actually go out into the workplace.
As soon as I went in, it was a really welcoming and lovely experience. I felt like I was in the right place for preparing for this interview. And I met one of the stylists and they took me through to the clothes section, and we picked out some different clothes that suited my body type and also that looked professional and gave the right look for that interview.
I love making them see how good they can look. They walk in and say they want a black outfit and they go out wearing bright red or pink, and just seeing them literally change before my eyes.
It can change you as a person, and we do have a lot of feedback via thank yous and letters to say you've changed my life.
For those clients who are unable to come, we will offer them a remote appointment. So if they have a confirmed job interview, we can actually style them remotely and we'll put together a parcel just for them and send it out to the client directly.
I wanted to volunteer for SmartWorks because I wanted to help women. I want to help empower them so they can reach their fullest potential.
Donations are really important for us. We're about a sisterhood. We're about women supporting other women. So if we can give a pre-loved item to another woman, telling her that this has come with love, then that's a really strong message, and that's really key to what we do here at SmartWorks Greater Manchester.
So that's what we do. I'm sorry, I said some of the things in the introduction that were clearly in the video, but I'm sure you'll bear with me. We've been going for 7 years now. We've supported over 3,500 clients. As I say, we deliver around 100 client appointments a month, which is quite a lot. And we have a big new venture happening soon, which was my both my achievement and my challenge, because the achievement was getting a business plan approved to open a second SmartWorks Greater Manchester Centre right in the city centre. So that's only been approved in the last week or so. It's only just hit the press news wires this week. We've taken a space right near Victoria Station in the centre of Manchester. It's eye-wateringly expensive for us as a charity, but we're a brave old bunch of determined women and who have a mission and a purpose, which is to reach as many women as we can. And there are some real parts of social deprivation in the north of Manchester City itself, and then as you go out through the northern boroughs, who are really low. We have a very low take up in the northern boroughs to the service as it is now, because Stockport is a long way away, and the further away you are from your clients, the harder it is to spread the message about what we do, as you can all imagine. So that's both the business, having the business plan approved and paid the deposit on the property was a massive achievement. And then, of course, it then becomes the upcoming challenge, because we've got to mobilise. We've got to get our reconfigure the space. We've got to introduce new rails and get a whole new wardrobe. Each wardrobe for SmartWorks, we need around 3,000 items of clothing, because we run from a size 4 these days, a size 4 to a size 30. And our challenge is to offer every woman choice. We don't want the woman to leave SmartWorks being styled in an outfit that we think she looks great in. The whole point is that she believes she looks great for her authentic self. It suits her, whether she wants to dress modestly, whether she wants to look rather on the or androgynous, whatever suits her personality and will make her feel the most confident in that interview room. It's our obligation to get the clothing in order to fulfill that from a wardrobe perspective. And then every shoe size known to man. And you'll have seen in the clips showing the clients being styled by the lovely Pam and Caroline, we have quite a lot of casual clothes now, because one of the things that we do for the women who go on and get the job, and there's an awful lot of them, we offer a second dressing, which is there to make them understand that if they get the job, they then don't have to worry about not having anything to wear in the workplace once they've got the job, because they can come back for a second dressing with a stylist, and they will get another 5 to 8 additional items of clothing to really give them a capsule wardrobe to see them through to the first paycheck. So quite often, if we have women that are going for jobs as carers in a care home, they will have to dress smart for their interview, but then they'll be advised to wear flat boots, black trousers, jumpers, or white shirts in their working environment. So we've had to adapt our wardrobe to take into account what real work looks like these days in terms of the items of clothing that women are advised to wear. So that's it, really. We are powered by our volunteers. We have about 40 regular volunteers, as I said, 5 staff members. We struggle to have one-off volunteering support, because for us, our coaches need to really understand the values and the behaviours of SmartWorks, how we want them to interact with clients and how to deliver the service, because that's the key moment of truth for us as a charity. It doesn't work if that interaction between the stylist and the client doesn't work, or the coach and the client doesn't work. So we are very careful about onboarding our volunteers, and we ask a lot of them. We ask a day a week of each of our volunteers. And Pam, who you saw in the video, has been with us for 6 years. She is our Monday stylist, and she gives us, apart from the holidays, she gives us every single Monday. Caroline, who you also saw, who's a stylist, she was actually a lecturer in fashion at Manchester Metropolitan University, and she loves fashion and she loves supporting women, so she gives us a day a week as well, and as does Helen. She was a former head of HR in a law firm, I believe, Helen, and she's now one of our coaches. So if anybody's interested, please get in touch. Our best platform is probably Instagram at SmartWorksGM. We have a big event coming up, a fundraising event that's ticketed at John Lewis in Cheadle on the 1st of December, if anybody's interested in that. And when we have events, we also typically have clothing sales, because quite a lot of the brands who donate to us, a lot of our wardrobe is brand new, unworn stock. And then generously donated by people like yourselves who might have changed your style in the workplace. So we have both types of clothing in the wardrobe. And we also ask brands who donate stock to us that if we can't use it in a dressing, and I still don't know where you can interview for a job and wear sequins. I'm pretty broad-minded myself, as are employers these days, but not that. So we do have quite a lot of fantastic high-end fashion items, designer wear from Victoria Beckham and from Vampire's Wife, and all sorts, needle and thread, all sorts of fabulous high-end designer clothes that we sell at our sales. So if you ever want to just come along and support Smartworks and grab yourself a fantastic item to wear over Christmas, come along to one of our events and you may well find something. So thank you.
Well, that sounds very tempting, Jan, very tempting. We might be able to get, is there a link that we can register for that event on the first, or how would we find
out? I'll try, and when somebody else is chatting, I'll try and send Abby the link, the Eventbrite link for tickets. And I did notice a question as well. I'm the chair of Smartworks Greater Manchester. There are Smartworks around the country, because I'm conscious that you all may have had part of your career and your education in Manchester, but you're not all based here. There are three centres now in London. There's one in Reading, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Newcastle, Edinburgh, and we've just opened one in Glasgow. So there are quite a few around the country if anybody is interested in volunteering. The best way to find out about the charity is to go along to an event and listen to someone like myself or a volunteer or a client talk about their own experience, or to follow us. We're at Smartworks GM. The main charity is just at Smartworks.
Great. Thank you very much. So this is the time when we open the floor to everyone. So if anybody wants to ask a question or make a comment, just wave your hand and attract my attention and we'll invite you to speak. Who is anyone waving at me that I can't see? Just screening through here. Oh, I saw one there. Yep. Is that you? Was that you, Rachel? No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask, are there any plans to open any more? Because there isn't anything particularly near me, but I think it's a great charity and I'd really love to support it.
Thank you, Rachel. Where are you?
I'm in Bedfordshire.
London or Reading would. Yeah. We are opening. We have planned to have 10 by next year, which is the overall charity's 10th birthday. But we've scuppered that because we're opening Manchester as well as Stockport, so we've got to make it 11. The next two that are opening up is, we've just opened in Croydon, we've just last week opened in Glasgow, and we are opening Manchester after that. And then the next one after that, I think, is going to be Liverpool. Right. So if anybody is in Liverpool right now, there's a colleague of ours in HQ who is building up people who are interested in being either volunteers or trustees or fundraisers. We have to go where the biggest pockets of unemployment are. So I would have thought after Liverpool, I know we've got our eyes on Sheffield potentially. And we've got nothing in the southwest. We've got nothing in either Bristol or Cardiff or anywhere like that. So it might be a while to come to Bedfordshire, but you can always join online events. There's quite often things that are happening online.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Who else would like to say something, ask something? Sarah, can see you wave a hand.
Sorry, I had to pop out for a brief second there, so apologies if this was already covered, but are you looking still for clothes to be donated? And if so, how do we get them to you?
Hi.
And what yes. sort of clothes? I don't do designer clothes. I can't.
No, we don't. Designer is what we choose to sell, because, you know, you wouldn't be surprised to know that raises the most money. We will take anything that is pre-loved but well looked after. We can't send any of our clients out into that challenging interview situation with something that has a stain on it, the hem's down, there's a little hole in it. It has to be in really fabulous condition. So it's kind of clothing that you've loved, but you've maybe worn a few too many times, or after COVID, you've lost weight, gained weight. All of us have gone through some kind of body dysmorphia, haven't we? So it's Yeah, and you can donate. So the best thing to do is to find the nearest SmartWorks centre to you and just reach out to them, and they'll say what when they're accepting donations. We typically, for example, in Stockport, accept donations on a Wednesday, because if we have a quieter day with client appointments, it tends to be a Wednesday. So if, for example, we have a corporate organisation, like if Lisa's bringing BASF in or Charlotte's bringing the Hutt Group in, we'll say, well, we'll do a volunteer day with a group of 8 or 10 volunteers from the company on a Wednesday. And then we'll say, well, we might as well be open for donations that day as well. And that's something organisations can do. It's we ask for no fewer than 8 and no more than kind of 12 volunteers. And if you want to do a CSR day as a team and do some team building, we had a great visit recently from NCC, who were based in the centre of Manchester, and there were 12 of them. And we really put them to work. They had to steam our stock, put our stock on the rack with the right hangers, with the right size cube on it and everything. There are lots of things for volunteers to do if you're coming for a CSR day.
And in the chat there, Alison's just asked, do you accept postal donations or just drop-offs?
We do. I mean, if you want to go to the expense of posting, that would be great. But obviously, you know, that would be up to yourselves. But yeah, we absolutely would.
Yeah. And, you know, you did mention it, Jan, but, you know, there's been a real transformation of your business through lockdown. You know, you mentioned about now you do online stuff, which just didn't exist before. Has that changed, you know, the volume, or has it changed? Well, how has it changed for you?
Well, we used to only offer face-to-face appointments, you're absolutely right. And we were busy, we were as busy pre-lockdown as we were post-lockdown, but we felt we needed to challenge ourselves as an organisation as to what we could do to adapt to meet the need that was still out there, because believe it or not, more people were losing their jobs, but there were still jobs available. So we didn't feel it was fair for us to just shut up shop and wait until this all passed. And we opened whenever retail was allowed open, we reopened, and we adapted our coaching service firstly to work with women who were applying for a job or they lost their job, say in the airline industry, they lost their job, no one was flying, but they needed to work. So we would help them go through and we'd help them adapt the CVs, adapt the covering letters, translate their experiences as air stewardesses and ground staff into appropriate for admin, say in the police or the hospital service. So we learned how to coach online, and we also then scarily learned how to style online. So a stylist would go in the showroom, we'd all stand a meter or 2 meters apart, as you know, we had all sorts of lines and dividers in the showroom, and COVID tests and temperature checks and everything else. We had no incidences of COVID, thank goodness, but some of the smart works did. And then they would learn to style using a laptop. And the client would just literally go into a Zoom session. We had the camera position. We already would ask. We don't ask a woman what size she is. We ask, if you were to go to Marks and Spencer's tomorrow and buy a pair of trousers, what size range would you look at? So we would already have asked that question in a questionnaire or an email with them. And we'd have a rail ready, because the whole showroom is pretty big. We've got 2,000 square feet. It's a big space. So we would have a curated rail ready. And yeah, we did our very best to adapt, and we still provide those services now, and we will at our expense pack and post the outfit to the client in advance of her interview. And sometimes that's pretty quick, because we typically are dealing with women who come to us on a Wednesday and their interviews on the following Monday. So we're always at the post office. I'm just conscious, Claire-Marie, that Lynn has had a hand up. So hi, Lynn.
Hello. I guess a quick question. So obviously kind of the unemployment rate is, well, at the moment quite low. And I'm sure it's gonna, and I'm sure obviously given everything, it's gonna increase. I'm just thinking, you know, you said about eligibility. Obviously I think there's a whole like bunch of women, particularly in the workplace, you're probably not in receipt of benefits, but economically inactive, and actually, you know, probably, you know, maybe lack that, you know. I'm just wondering, you know, is there, you know, are there any plans to kind of, you know, serve that that group, of which there's probably quite a, you know, quite a lot of people in there who are not in receipt of the unemployment benefits, but actually, you know, could probably really benefit from your service.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Lynn. There are, I mean, we, for the business plan, you might imagine I'm the mistress of all statistics on employment around Greater Manchester at the moment. And there are we use the statistics of 88,000 unemployed but ready to work women across Greater Manchester. And of that 88,000, half of them are not in receipt of universal credit. They are not working. But I mean, we work on a referral basis, and that's important to us. So the job centre will contact us and say, I've got Susan sat in front of me, she's been unemployed for 4 years, she's, now is the time she needs to get a job, you know, these are her circumstances, can she come to Smartworks, and we will book the client in. So we've always worked on a referral basis, because we want to, as a charity, make sure, it's fundamental to our principles, that we are developing financial independence for women who would otherwise stay on their on state benefit for the whole of their lives. And we know that that passes through generations, and that there are areas of social deprivation. I only know Manchester, but it's the same across the country. There are areas of social deprivation where joblessness passes down for generations. So it's important for the financial, and if a woman is not in receipt of universal credit, but is still able to pay her bills, then she perhaps isn't as disadvantaged as the women that do need to go on universal credit. They do need to go on job seekers allowance in order for them to pay the rent or pay the bills. So I haven't got a straight answer to the question. If somebody is not unemployed and not in receipt of universal credit, then they wouldn't classify as a client to come to Smartworks. There are other organisations I'm sure they could go to. But they probably, like I say, they probably aren't as socially disadvantaged or as vulnerable as most of the women that we can reach out to. So we've got, basically, we've got 50% of 88,000 to go after as a charity before we need to kind of adapt and morph the service into something different.
And certainly, Jan, you know, having heard you speak a number of times at different events, one of the things that does impress me is that you've got a really tight scope strategically. It's like, that's our target, that's what we're doing, you know, and you're resisting the urge to have scope creep, which is so easy, you know, particularly as a charity, really, isn't it? That you think
it is. And I think you heard me at the recent event we did with AJ Bell. Every time we bring on a new trustee, there's a suggestion with the greatest of positive intent to expand the swim lane. Now, I've spent my whole life in business. And I was a business developer for the vast majority of that time. The thing that sells the best is the most simple proposition that everybody can understand really quickly. And it actually, you can demonstrate the specific impact that has on the intended consumer. And that's what we have with Smartworks. So there are other services that we will signpost our clients to other areas of support for them. So we will know the benefits could apply for. We'll know other organisations, for example, in Stockport, that will support them with their, if they've got a problem with their housing. But there are paid government organisations whose job it is to do that. So we will signpost, and the more we learn about organisations, like, for example, women who come to us for the second dressing, who we know still have got confidence issues going into the workplace, we'll quite often signpost them to Queen Bee Consulting, which is part of the Pankhurst Trust, because they will offer ongoing coaching and support and mentoring for women who are in the workplace. So we'll signpost other activities, but no, Clemery, we stay really close to what we know is highly effective. And what I need to do is build capacity. I don't need to build add-ons, because we've got so much scope in Greater Manchester to support so many more women. Who I would love, for example, to launch. We have a sub-programme called Fashion Your Own Future, which is for 16 to 25-year-olds. So for young women who are in danger of, who are neat or who are in danger of becoming neat. And that's kind of a little bit of a really focused programme. So we have slightly younger stylists who will come in and support those appointments. Women who've worked in organisations that have employed a lot of young people will provide coaching. And we know that when it comes to clothing, we've got to offer a different range of clothing that might be attractive to younger women to encourage them so that they start their lives as adults, young adults, financially independent of the state. So we stick to what we do. We challenge ourselves. We're open-minded. We listen. But we've never, other than the providing the online and the virtual service, which is again about capacity, it's the same service but delivered differently. We haven't adapted, and if that makes me a dinosaur, I'm guilty of that, but I still think it's the right thing to do.
Great. Okay, I am keeping an eye on time, and we've heard loads, and I know you've loads more to tell us. I just want to pick up Sarah Galligan. You mentioned cycling, and you've talked Sarah Paris in. Do you want to just give us a quick high level what that is?
Yeah, high five everyone. We have an International Women's Day timed fundraiser, and it's called Cycle for Smart Works. And it is so much bloody fun. And if Sarah Paris can do it from a standing start with, I haven't looked at a bike in 100 years, but I love the charity. Hi, Sarah, can we have a chat? And how do I sign up? And then just genuinely like got, I mean, it was just silly. So we created a team via the chat, the WhatsApp chat. And then we filled the last spot by somebody being Natasha's friend on LinkedIn and came in. But anyway, so it's an International Women's Day timed challenge. So in the week leading up to International Women's Day, teams of five, fundraise. We ask people to fundraise, and we ask them to each cycle. And as a team, you have to cycle for 500 miles. You can split that as you want, and you can cycle any way you want: indoors, outdoors, mountain biking, road cycling. We'll be leading a ride that week. You can do your Zooms. We have some people from some teams who don't have a bike, and we set them a running challenge as well. But it's a really, really fun camaraderie one. So I would say we would love you. We'll be opening sign up soon. So I'll post officially we'll ask you to sign up in January. But our ask really is twofold on this. Think about pulling a team and promoting it. Also, if your organisation or any you're working with is thinking about how to make International Women's Day a bit more meaningful, there is a serious message to this. It's phenomenal, and it really, really resonates, and it's far better than rocking out your one senior woman and celebrating her. So,
You don't have to be a woman to do the cycling, do you?
No, and you don't have to be an incredibly, you can do it as a team. So last year, I mean, I said to Sarah, listen, I do a lot of cycling. I'll take some of your miles. And actually, Sarah decided not, she wanted to do them, but you can split your miles as you want them as a team. And the camaraderie and the encouragement you get, you know, we use really good platforms, Just Giving, and we have a list, we have these leaderboards. It's the camaraderie, the fun from doing it as a team is great. So we have company teams that do it, cycling clubs, bunch of mates, it's really popular with guys as well. And mm-hmm. It's absolutely, most people who do it are not like for warriors. It's if you think about it, if you break it down, with there'll be a day in the week where you can't cycle because of work or childcare, whatever, but generally bite size, how do you eat an elephant? And it's fun. So we give tons and tons of support. We'd really, really value anyone interested. Jan's obviously really contactable, and so am I. So you'll find us both on LinkedIn. You'll find obviously me on the WhatsApp.
Okay, we get it. We'll do it. Okay, resistance is futile. We've got it. We're in. Okay, thank you very much, Sarah, for that. And thank you, Jan. Can we give Jan a big sort of virtual round of applause to say thank you very much for her talk?
Thank you for listening. We hope you found this episode insightful. For a list of our latest webinars, news, and useful business content, please visit ambs.ac.uk.